The short week ahead promises pleasant weather and a plethora of exciting events, including a grand parade, a tour of New West's heritage homes, and a concert by a rock legend. Stay on top of all the art and culture events, city council meeting updates, and weather news with this short weekly roundup. But before you do so, here's an important reminder to switch off your morning alarm and start your Monday slow, all in celebration of Queen Victoria's birth anniversary. For weather watchers, a cool mix of sun and clouds. The week starts off with the sun playing hide and seek with the clouds, and the temperatures remaining below 20°C, as per the Weather Network. The later half of the week will bring back the sun-splashed mornings, but just temporarily, before the clouds get heavy and bring in a bout of showers on Sunday, May 28th. So, while you have your floppy hats on, remember to keep a rain jacket handy this week. For everyone, community events. Hayek Parade. This week, New West Streets will be abuzz with floats, marching bands, community groups, mascots, performance artists, and more from BC, Washington, and Oregon as part of the 2023 Hayek International Parade and Festival. As per the parade's official website, it's the largest such in the whole of BC, featuring around 120 entries. You can choose to be either a spectator or a participant at this massive event. If you nodded to the latter, join the parade as part of Hub Cycling Group on May 27th. The lineup is at 10:45 a.m. and the parade starts at the intersection of 8th Avenue and 8th Street, and goes on for about 2.6 kilometers. At 11 a.m. reserve a spot on Eventbrite. Heritage Homes Tour. Here's something you don't get to do often: walk into New West's Victorian, arts and crafts, early cottage and Edwardian-style homes. Organized by Heritage New West, aka New Westminster Heritage Preservation Society, the Heritage Homes Tour that's set to take place on Sunday, May 28th, is in its 41st year, and back after a three-year pause because of COVID. Out of the 12 homes that are part of this year's tour, 7 are new on the list. Tickets are priced at $45 per person, and can be bought at Eventbrite. For performance lovers, rock and chamber Burton Cummings Unplugged. Looking for a midweek pick-me-up? How about a concert by the rock music legend Burton Cummings? The singer and songwriter, who is known for his hit songs such as You Saved My Soul, Dream of a Child, and I Will Play a Rhapsody, will be performing live at the Massey Theatre, 735 8th Avenue, on Wednesday, May 24th, between 7:30 and 10 p.m. Tickets to the show by the six-time Juno Award winner and member of the Canadian Music Hall of Fame are priced at $89.50, plus service charges. Visit the Massey Theatre website for details. Chamber music. Join the Vancouver Chamber Music Society's season finale, a concert featuring chamber works by Haydn, Ravel, and Brahms, and performed by Canada's piano virtuoso Jane Co-op and a string quartet made up of musicians from the Seattle Symphony. The concert, presented in collaboration with Anvil Theatre, is priced between $20 and $38. Catch the show on Sunday, May 28th, from 3 to 5 p.m. at Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street. Check out the Anvil Center website for tickets and details. For art lovers, check out New West Gallery's Plaskett Gallery. Six creatives met at a workshop where they discovered new methods of creating art using discarded paper and paint. This chance meeting has now led to a full-blown exhibition of their works. Though they all follow a shared approach, their works each have a unique style. Find out more about their story and their art at the ongoing show, till June 9th, Hidden Fragments, Layers of Discovery, at Plaskett Gallery at Massey Theatre, 8th and 8, 735 8th Avenue. The gallery is open Tuesdays through Fridays, between 1 and 4 p.m. For details, check out Massey Theatre website. Art at the library. Lena Raudonis's debut solo exhibition at the New Westminster Public Library features a series of highly textured acrylic paintings in bright colors. As someone who is on the autism spectrum, Raudonis seeks order in her life, and her paintings express her need to seek order in their linear structure, reads the event description. However, her use of color expresses emotion and depth in her work, it says. The show is on at the library, 716 6th Avenue, till the end of May. Community Art Gallery. How do you represent the space between the sun, the moon, and the stars through art? How do you relay their vital role in the creation of life? Artists Clarissa Bonos and Dan Santa Cruz Siglos have explored this very subject in their new show called The Eternal Dance. The show runs from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. till Wednesday, May 24, at the gallery on the third floor at Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street. For details, visit the Anvil Center website. For City Hall watchers, no council meeting Monday. There is no regular meeting scheduled this week, with the Victoria Day statutory holiday falling on Monday, May 22. You can find all the meeting details, agenda and information about attending at the City of New Westminster website. For school board watchers, meeting Tuesday, yes, it's here. This week is the regular school board meeting on Tuesday, May 23 at 7 p.m. Expect more talk about the budget for 2023-24 and discussion of what new priorities the district will be able to fund in its $85 million budget. You can attend in person at the board office, 811 Ontario Street, or online via Zoom. You can find the meeting link and agenda package at the SD40 website.